عين طيبة أنا قلبي بحبك هما عندك ما نخشى الخيبة عندك نلقى الإكرامة أحمد يا ساكن طيبة أنا قلبي بحبك هما عندك ما نخشى الخيبة عندك نلقى الإكرامة.
All praise is due to Allah, the Exalted, and may Allah raise the rank of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, his kind relatives and companions, and protect his nation from that which he feared for them. Ameen. To all our wonderful reconnectors, it's wonderful to reconnect with you on another exciting episode of Community Connect, broadcasting right here on 2MFM Muslim Community Radio. With you behind the microphone this afternoon is myself, Nadia, and my lovely co-host, Ola. Assalamu alaikum, Ola. It's a pleasure to be with you once again.
Wa alaikum assalam, Nadia. It's always a pleasure to be with you, and it's great to be delivering yet another episode of Community Connect to our listeners this afternoon.
Once again, dearest listeners, it's always our pleasure to be reconnecting with you on this magnificent platform, 2MFM Muslim Community Radio, and we are excited as always to bring you another fabulous topic, one that will affect many of you parents. Ola, what is that topic?
Starting kindy.
Starting kindy, a topic that really brings upon a lot of trepidation, a lot of anxiety, a lot of fear, at the same time, excitement.
That's right. It's mixed feelings at this point. I mean, just the other day, I kind of discussed the transition to high school, which is a very significant milestone in its own right. But starting kindy is a very, very significant milestone for many children and for their parents alike, because for so many years, they're used to having their little bundle of joy around them all day long or most of the time. And then the possibility of them, you know, being at school for several hours a day is a little bit anxiety-inducing.
Exactly. There are a lot of questions that perhaps float in the minds of parents who have children that are due to start kindergarten, as well as a lot of confusion. So we're here today to actually put their mind at ease and give them as much information as we can about how to help their child transition from preschool or childcare to formal schooling. And that includes how to reduce separation anxiety, which is a common situation that happens amongst parents and their children. Separation anxiety is something that a lot of parents face as their kids transition to kindergarten. So we will be providing some tips on how to not only reduce that, but hopefully eliminate it completely.
That's right. And I think what will be interesting about today's discussion is that we'll be able to bring two different perspectives to this topic, because I have already been there, done that, and you are still yet to experience that.
Today we are opening that line of communication, that opportunity to perhaps express your own opinion about this topic,
to express your emotions as well, because yes, it is indeed a very anxiety-inducing kind of situation, especially for those parents, as you mentioned, Nadia, whose child or perhaps only child or their first child in the family is going to school. So they've never experienced this before, and it will be a completely new experience for them.
Exactly. And another focal point about this topic is whether your child is in fact ready to start school or not. And that's another debate that occurs within the community. There are mixed opinions about it. Some parents choose to send their children to school earlier than others. And that's something we will be discussing today and providing not only our opinion, but also expert opinion about this topic. So we're looking forward to joining our listeners on this wonderful journey of Community Connect. So make sure you stay tuned. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back, dearest Community Connectors. You are indeed tuned in to a new episode of Community Connect via 92.1 FM, the Muslim Community Radio, with your hosts Nadia and Ola. And today's topic is about the transition to kindergarten. As we mentioned earlier, this kind of transition can be an exciting one, but at the same time, it can provoke a lot of anxiety, not only amongst children, but also their parents as well.
I think, Nadia, most of the times the anxiety is on part of the parents more than the child. I notice a lot of the times the children are more excited at the prospect of starting kindy than the parents are. It's the parents usually who have that fear and apprehensions about their little one going off to school for the first time. And I know that from experience. I mean, I remember my son's first day of school. He was very, very excited. he couldn't, you know, get there soon enough. And I was the one who was a complete mess, to be honest. I definitely didn't show it to him. I tried to show as much enthusiasm as he was, but it was very, very heart-wrenching for me to see him go to school, even though he had been to preschool before that. And that was a whole different experience. That the first time he went to preschool, that was the real test for me.
Wow. And how did he cope with starting preschool?
Look, he was one of those children who was very attached to me, and he did spend a lot of time with me. I was one of those parents who rarely ever left him in the care of others. So we did have that very close bond. We did have a close attachment, and he rarely did spend time with other people. So it was a very big step for him to be going off to preschool in the company of people he didn't know, a lot of children, all that. So it was a traumatic experience for both him and I, probably more for me as well.
We can say that the separation anxiety happened more on your end rather than your child.
Oh, yes. And the carer at the childcare can attest to that with the amount of times I made phone calls that day to the point where they were ready to take the phone off the hook because I was calling in incessantly just to inquire on, you know, how's he doing? Is he okay?
Exactly.
He's totally fine. He's totally fine. And, you know, I remember even dropping him off at preschool and sitting outside in the car for about an hour. I couldn't bring myself to drive away. And I was just sitting there bawling in the front seat. So Yeah, it brings back a lot of memories.
I can imagine. It is very, very common for parents to feel that sense of separation anxiety at the prospect of leaving their child, letting them move on to another milestone in life. And starting school for the very first time is very, very exciting for the child because it's something new in their life. And for the parent, I mean, I find it quite ironic how during the first couple of years of their life, you feel like you're going to pull your hair apart because of how stressful it can be raising perhaps a toddler and wanting that break away from them. Then suddenly you just feel like, you know, you want to be with them all the time.
That's right. I mean, I think at that point when they start kindy, you start to realise perhaps that that's maybe their first real step into the big real world.
Yep.
And it's quite daunting because from there on you know how fast time is going to pass and there's a lot that goes through your mind as to, you know, how they'll deal with the experience. How is the surrounding environment and their peers likely to influence them? Is it going to be a positive influence or a negative influence?
Yep.
How are they going to deal with the changes?
So many questions linger in the mind of a parent, especially a mother, because she spends so much time with her child. And, you know, often when she is separated from her child, she thinks about so many matters pertaining to their mental health, their physical health. Are they coping well? Are they able to carry out their basic duties, going to the bathroom, tying their shoelaces, opening their lunchbox? So it is very, very, very exciting, but at the same time, it brings a lot of worry and nervousness for parents. So one of the most common aspects that parents face when their children start kindergarten is separation anxiety. And Ola, it's actually known that children who are typically attached to their parents are more likely to develop separation anxiety. Now, that's something I feel I will have to face because my son is completely attached to me.
Yeah.
So I have time to change that. And that's something that parents need to consider prior to their children starting kindergarten, meaning when you have time to focus on changing certain habits, then make use of that. Change those habits, allow them to become more independent.
That's right. And not only is there that possibility that a child and parent have that very close bond and are deeply attached to each other, but there are sometimes situations where they're not socially exposed. So you may find that a certain family has certain habits where they don't socialise a lot, that child isn't exposed to many outside people outside of the home.
Yeah.
And so I think that exacerbates the issue. So I think ahead of time, this is where advanced preparation comes into play, in that the more you prepare for this in advance, the more it will feel like a smoother transition. And so, you know, maybe even like a year ahead or more, you can start doing things. You can start making those gradual changes as well, because it's all about the gradual changes and not making any changes too suddenly that is going to induce anxiety, because it's just happened so quickly and they haven't had time to adjust or to know what's going on. So, yeah, doing that in advance, I think, you know, you can start to expose your child to more people and get them to spend time with other people.
Exactly.
Outside of the immediate family, perhaps leaving them more with like their grandparents, or if you have close neighbours, or just for short periods of time, just to see how they deal with that separation at first and gradually building on that.
Exactly, Ola. So facilitating that opportunity for them to spend time with not only their parents and grandparents, but also those who come from perhaps different cultures as well, because they will have to face and spend time with children from a variety of backgrounds. So the key here is to gradually and slowly help them transition.
That's right.
And allow them to become more social. Ola, not only should we be training them to be more social with other people, but also allowing them to learn how to carry out basic duties such as looking after themselves, how to go to the toilet on their own, how to tie their own shoelaces. And that's to help them in terms of kindergarten, because as we know, once they head over to kindergarten, they pretty much have to do a variety of things on their own.
That's right. And so, you know, having your child develop those basic skills as well in advance is going to be a big help in terms of dealing with their anxiety and that separation anxiety, because if they're always used to having mum do everything for them and suddenly they're left in an environment where they can't do it themselves and they may not necessarily find someone to help them do it, that's going to add to their existing anxiety and it may be a very, very difficult position for them. I mean, I know as mothers in our nurturing, natural way, we like to do things for our children. You know, if sometimes, you know, sometimes it's just out of the fact that we like to get things done quickly.
Yep.
And so we tend to do things for them, like we dress them because we can do it in 5 minutes, whereas it will take them half an hour.
Exactly. And, you know, in terms of your child's dinner, you prefer to feed them because you don't want to, you want to avoid the mess, because you know if they were to feed themselves, it's going to be one big massive mess. So you would prefer to do things
but
yourself.
But in doing that, you are depriving them of those necessary skills that they will need later on.
Exactly.
When they break away from you.
Exactly. So, you know, when it comes to starting kindergarten, obviously, you're going to be packing them lunch, but at the same time, you need to factor in, will they be able to open the packaging, the lunchbox?
Like, you're not going to give them a can of tuna and here you go.
Exactly. So, you know, keep in mind, you know, how you package their food, basically. And sometimes it's a good idea to replace original food packaging with Ziploc bags and cut their food into manageable or bite-sized portions.
I mean, I know for myself, Nadia, as an adult, I still struggle with some of the packaging. So can you imagine what it would be like for a small child? That's always a good idea to replace that packaging if you know it's difficult to open with Ziploc bags.
Yep.
You're going to find if they're going to struggle with something, eventually they're going to give up and they're probably not going to end up eating.
Exactly. And you don't want that to happen. So try and make things as easy as you can for them, especially at the start of kindergarten. You know, later on, perhaps they will be able to open the packaging a bit easier as they progress or transition properly. But at the beginning, you know, it's like you're throwing them into the deep end.
That's right.
Here's a bunch of things that you didn't do previously, and now you have to get stuck straight into it.
That's right. And it's, you know, multiple changes on many fronts that are taking place. It's a new environment. It's a new routine.
Yep.
It's a different structured environment. It's a whole range of different things that they're having to adjust to and learn. And you, as much as you can eliminate, you know, obstacles from that mix, the better, because it's a lot to process for a little child.
Yep.
And so you want to make, you want to give them enough mind space, basically, to focus on the real things that they need to focus on and not the trivial things that, you know, you can easily remedy for them by just making a few simple changes.
So we mentioned earlier, Ola, that that first day of kindergarten can be very anxiety-inducing, not only for the child. Sometimes it's not experienced by the child, but predominantly by the mother or the father himself. So it's really important that you don't show that child that you feel down, that you're anxious, that you're stressed out. It is really important that you don't appear sad or you don't appear stressed.
That's right. And look, sometimes those feelings can catch even the parents off guard, because for so long they've been focusing on just, you know, getting everything prepared and sorted for that first day of kindy, that they've ignored their own feelings. And it's not until that very first day when they're standing in the playground or standing outside the school gate that all those emotions come flooding out, and it's very hard to deal with at that point.
Also, Ola, on the first day that they start school, many parents will probably send their child off to school in the school bus. But it's really advised that you delay their bus ride for a week or so and drop your child off at school yourself if possible. Now, I don't think that will be the case for many parents, or is the case for many parents, because usually they like to be a part of that.
Mm. I mean, definitely on the first day, the majority of parents will be there for that first day. But I'm talking in a more prolonged sense, in that, you know, for that first week or so, really try and show your presence there and spend that time with them in the morning during that ride to school, to talk them through their emotions, what they're feeling, kind of prep them for what's ahead, and, you know, try and tap into any of their difficulties that they may be experiencing at school. So that's going to provide good bonding time, and it's going to give them that extra sense of security and safety, that somebody that they're familiar with, somebody that they care about and that cares about them, is there with them, backing them all the way.
Exactly. And ensure that it's not a silent journey to school, meaning try and make a conversation with your child. Ask them about how they're feeling, what are they excited about. And of course, on the way back home, I'm sure there are many questions that are lingering in the back of your mind, perhaps about, you know, who they made friends with, how their day was, and that really helps boost their confidence.
And look, sometimes that's going to take a bit more skill, because some children are very reserved in the way they express feelings or emotions or talk about things, and you kind of really have to draw it out of them. You have to extract information from them in a very tactful way. So you got to try and tap into those emotions. Some kids will freely open up and just tell you everything that they're feeling, but others, they may, you know, show certain things, but on the inside harbour different feelings.
Exactly.
So they may show you that they're okay with the whole concept of me going to kindy, but on the inside they may have some serious anxiety issues that you need to tap into and find out. Especially so if, and I know this stands out in my memory because it takes me back to my own experience of starting kindy, if they see another child crying on the first day, or they see a number of children
it
crying,
rubs off.
Even if they have been very excited up until that point, it may start to induce some fear in them, because they realise, and I remember asking this to myself, because I remember my first day of kindy, Nadia, I get to
school. You remember your first day of kindy?
I do vividly. And I see this girl who's screaming for dear life. She was like, she looked like somebody was taking her to her death. And I just couldn't figure out for the life of me why she was crying. And
so you decided to cry too?
No, I'm just standing there thinking, what is going on here? Like, where have they brought me to exactly? What's going to happen in this place?
Maybe you should bring your child a pair of headphones.
And blindfolds at that.
Yep. Predominantly headphones, because it's the crying that's going to induce a lot of fear. And like you said, children typically mimic other children. So if they see a child happy and excited, they're going to feel happy and excited
too. Exactly. And again, it goes towards the parents as well. If they're showing anxiety and fear or showing emotion, then that's likely to also rub off on the child themselves.
Exactly. It's also advised to try to set up a play date between your child and a child who started kindy the year before, and encourage your child to ask them questions about their experience or enlist the help of your older children and get them to talk about their good experiences at school. And we know no one is more convincing to a child than another child.
You can try all you want to convince a child to do something, but once it's another child telling them to do it,
they will do it.
They will do it. So it's always good to enlist the help of other kids, and just make sure that your older kids don't sit there and try and play pranks on them and sit there and tell them about all the negative things and all their bad experiences at school.
Exactly. But look, play dates are very, very important. And I know many parents who like to keep that as, you know, a tradition or a custom prior to starting kindergarten, because it really enhances their social skills and it really boosts their confidence. And at the same time, it really benefits that child to see someone who they've been playing with for quite some time. So if there is a child who is due to start kindergarten at the same time or will be perhaps in the same class as your child, then allow them to see each other on a regular basis prior to their commencement.
That's right. It will help kind of develop those friendships before the first day. So, it will help them, you know, find some familiar faces as they enter the playground on that first day, because, I mean, even for us adults, sometimes if we go into an environment where we don't know anybody, we start to feel anxious. So could you imagine what that's like for a little five-year-old? If they walk into a playground with so many more children than they're used to seeing, and none of those faces look familiar to them.
Exactly.
And so, yeah, having those few familiar faces that will be with them in the playground or in the classroom, that's going to ease a bit of that anxiety. And they already have ready-made friends.
Exactly. So it really benefits that child to allow them to spend time with other children who will be in their same class. I guess one of the most common ways of helping your child transition to kindergarten is enrolling them in daycare or preschool. And this actually has ignited a lot of debate amongst parents. Some people think, no, there's no need to send them to childcare or preschool, while others think, no, this will assist them in so many ways, academically, socially. There are so many benefits to it. So what is your opinion on that, Ola?
Well, my opinion has changed dramatically since I had to go through that with my son, because at the very beginning I was quite apprehensive about sending my child to daycare or to preschool. And I actually do remember I was so against the idea that my husband had to go and get the enrollment forms himself and literally sit there and say, look, we're going to sit down, we're going to fill these out, and he's going to daycare.
So why is it that you were against the idea of sending him
again,
to childcare?
Maybe because I had spent so much one-on-one time with him since his birth, and it was just that whole idea, the separation anxiety kind of idea. Also not knowing whether, you know, somebody else was going to take care of him as well as I would.
But sometimes, and we spoke about this on a previous episode, that, you know, you're left with one option, and that's to send them to childcare because you're a working parent. Both you and your husband work, and there is no one who is able to look after your child. So for that particular reason, your child is sent off to childcare.
And look, at the time that this happened, there were a few contributing factors which kind of pushed me basically into a corner and forced me to make the decision. And because at the time I had just started working, and at the same time I was moving house. So it was a very difficult thing to deal with, you know, having a little toddler around while you're packing and moving stuff and all
Sometimes
that.
Sometimes you need that balance, you need that space away from your child. And for many people, they either prefer not to send them to childcare because you know, there will come a time where officially they will be sent off to school for a number of long years, but at the same time, for many people, they are left with the option of, you know, having to send them to childcare because they just can't cope with the...
But look, having said that, having, you know, said that I did have so many apprehensions about the idea initially, once he was off there, I realised the benefits of doing so. And especially so, I realised those benefits when he was starting kindy, because I realised he had developed a lot of those skills that I may not have necessarily been able to provide him with myself. And I did feel that he was well prepared socially and educationally for that transition.
Exactly.
And so at that point, I really felt like, yes, I did make the right decision.
Mm. There is no doubt in the back of my mind that preschool is important. I feel there isn't much of a need to send them to childcare prior to starting preschool, but I feel like preschool will help them transition. And there is some evidence suggesting that children who attend daycare or preschool before kindy have an easier time adjusting and settling in, because it does provide that school-like environment.
That's right. It's something that's going to be familiar to them in terms of having a structured environment, you know, working to a routine, following instructions, being around other people, developing a lot of those necessary social skills, those communication skills, learning how to share, learning how to
make their friends, imagination. Communicate with others. I feel that it does bring upon tremendous benefit for that child, and predominantly developing those social skills that they will need.
And look, I think it's particularly important for children who are only children in the family, or the first child in the family. Usually you'll find a lot of parents will tell you if they have multiple children, and they will find that usually as they go down the age group, they find that it's not as necessary for them to send their child to daycare or to preschool, because they're already learning those skills from their siblings.
Yep.
They've learned a lot of that communication and how knowing how to speak and those social interactions from their older siblings, so they don't find it as crucial.
Mm.
But definitely if it's a only child or the oldest in the family who hasn't had any previous experiences, then this will come in really helpful.
That's very true. Another way of reducing that anxiety and helping your child transition to kindergarten is by involving them with shopping for their school items. I remember that was the most exciting thing about starting school, you know, choosing your own lunchbox, your own pencil case and arts and craft utensils.
And just having something new.
Exactly.
Because kids love new things.
And don't get me wrong. I mean, they won't last.
No, they won't.
They won't last with children, but it's really exciting for children. So especially for those who will be starting kindergarten, allow them to be part of that process, which, to be honest, yes, it is one of the most exciting things about going back to school.
It's also an indirect way of mentally preparing them for that thought, because as you know, you're buying these items and they have it at the back of their mind that this is for kindy, this is for kindy. It's reinforcing that idea, and I think they become more at ease with that idea as well. And I remember, in fact, you know, how excited I was. I actually was meant to start kindy in Lebanon.
Okay.
But not long before I was supposed to start kindy in Lebanon, we came out to Australia. And so I ended up starting kindy in Australia. But I do remember one of my most vivid of memories in Lebanon, and knowing that, having that idea in my head that I would be starting school.
Yeah.
I remember my mum had bought me my school bag and the little, you know, pencils and pencil case and whatnot. And you don't understand until this day. I can remember the smell of the bag.
Yes.
I remember the colours of the bag.
Wow.
To that extent, it stuck in my memory, because it was such a significant thing for me.
Yep.
That, you know, and every day I remember Mum had the bag on a shelf in the bedroom, and every day I would grab a chair and climb up on the chair No, and just bring the bag down and just open it and go through it. And,
yes.
You know, it was such an amazing experience for me.
And it's so significant to you that you still remember it so many years. So
still remember it, yeah.
You know, it's a true manifestation of how much that event actually meant to you.
And it did. It actually made me feel more excited about the idea of going to school.
So let's go through why kindergarten is so important. Well, it's actually designed to improve your child's development in social skills, like how to play with other children in a calm, sharing and rewarding way.
Yes, kindergarten is a bit of, it's really a cross between preschool and school.
Yes.
It's not really school because they're not really doing the things that...
Yeah. But at the same time, you know, they're learning and it really sets them up for the years ahead.
It's more about the structure. I think kindergarten is more about getting them familiar with the structure of school and them used to that routine of school and, you know, the certain rules that apply. And
The key here is helping them transition to formal school.
That's right. It is that transition point. And so, yeah, you do find that you still have those elements. I mean, I know kindergartens still have nap time for little kids.
Really?
Yeah.
How much I would love that.
I would love
wish
that.
We had nap time at work.
Don't you just. But yes, I do know that kindergartens do incorporate nap time into their daily routine because that's what children have been used to if they've been going to preschool already or even at home. So, yeah, it is still that transition point where they're still, you know, letting them do some of the things that they're accustomed to doing, but bringing in new things to that routine.
It is really, really interesting. And it's amazing how many skills they actually acquire, not only social skills, but emotional skills. Mm. You know, the fact that they learn to understand their emotions and their feelings, and that comes with interacting with other children. And what we typically see amongst kindergarten students is bullying. We see children crying, he touched me, she touched me, she pulled my hair, crying, whinging, you know,
she was looking at me.
She's not my friend anymore.
That's right.
You know, so it's really interesting. And once you see that child approaching you and informing you about their emotions and what affects them, that's how you know they're actually grown up now.
They
understand their emotions. I feel upset. I feel angry. They inform you about how they feel. And then going back to other children who are quite reserved and don't really express their emotions, that's why you need to really enforce that upon them and try to take the words out of their mouth. Help them. You know, is this how you feel today? Try to talk to them. It's really important for parents to have that connection with their child because it really enforces that strong bond and connection, and it allows that child to feel a sense of trust.
That's right. And you know what? Kids sometimes, they will tell you what happened. They're really good at giving recounts of things that happened. But a lot of children, especially if they're emotionally reserved, they won't get into, you know, telling you how they felt about this.
Yep.
So they'll come in and say to you, oh, we did this at school today and I saw this kid do this and I saw that kid do that and all that. But they won't actually say anything about how they felt.
Mm.
And so here, this is where your own tactfulness will come in. And you will probably need to prompt them and say, well, okay, how did that make you feel?
Exactly.
Were you upset or were you happy? Or even sometimes you find kids who are verbally non-expressive, so they don't really know how to verbally.
Yeah.
Maybe get them to draw things.
Exactly.
You know, get a piece of paper and some crayons or whatever and say, you know, how did this make you feel? Did you, you know, draw a smiley face or an angry face or whatever it is, and get them to tap into their emotions that way.
Absolutely. So as we mentioned, there are many skills that kindergarten students acquire during their first year of school, and that also includes their academic skills. So they acquire knowledge pertaining to language, literacy, and numeracy, such as reading stories and counting objects. And that is quite important, obviously, because it really sets them up for the years ahead when school starts to become less about the social side and more about the academic side.
That's right. So it's all about, and many children will have those basic kind of language and literacy and numeracy skills already set up if they've been to preschool, but this kind of just builds on it and reinforces what they already know. This is where they kind of start to develop, you know, sentences,
yes,
rather than just letters or words. Here, again, we can probably focus more on, you know, reading with your child.
Yeah.
I mean, I know some people promote that even from the time that their child is really, really young.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And, you know, it has been shown that it does have its benefits. But, you know, more so in kindergarten where, you know, you can discuss things with them.
Exactly.
You know, you can actually talk about what you're reading to them.
And they find it very fun and exciting to be able to choose their own book to take home and read. So, you know, teachers allow children to go to the library and pick out a book that they find interesting to them.
That's right. And look, Nadia, it's interesting. Kindergarten is a time of discovery for both the child and the parents alike. In terms of, you actually start to discover what your child has strengths in and what their likes and dislikes. Like, you'll find, I remember, Nadia, it wasn't until kindy that I actually discovered that my son had a real aversion to writing. He didn't like to write. He could read fine, he could spell fine, he could do everything fine, but when he got to writing, it was like you were asking him to take a hike on Mount Everest.
Oh wow.
It was a mission just to get him to write his ABCs. It was so exhausting. And so there are those things that are going to catch you off guard, and it is like a journey of discovery in that first year.
Absolutely. Well, that does bring us to the end of Community Connect this afternoon, Ola. Thank you very much for tuning in to this episode. Pleasure to be with you today.